Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes and relax. Be aware of your breathing. Feel the breath in your nostrils as you inhale and exhale. Slowly count each breath. 3, 2, 1. And relax. Sometimes I feel that the very silence of time separating us from meditation to meditation is the greatest praise I can offer you and the most articulate speech I can have for my friends. In this silence, there is a joining with you beyond time and space. Yes, I meet you empty-handed and throw myself into the grace of times past, contained in times present. I want to say Merry Christmas and share with you. I want to share a moment of silence. In a moment of timeless wonder. Relax your eyes, your face, your neck, your arms, and your legs. Relax and be at peace. Now, with your eyes still closed, travel with me across a great expanse of time to a country far away. Here too, someone sits, not unlike us. Her eyes are closed. She hears the fire crackling beside her. Her head is slightly bent as she carries the weight of the world on her shoulders. She is to be the mother of the long-awaited Messiah, the Savior of the world. The place where she awaits this great event is by no means a castle. No, not even a home. Rather, it is merely a stable for animals. If there is any luxury to be found in this out-of-the-way place, it is locked inside the blood flow of a child. Never was a useless parcel of land made more sacred. The baby inside her is getting ready to begin life here on its own. Listen to her thoughts as Joseph stands silently and supportively at her side. God has sent me a wonderful husband with whom I can share this responsibility. I love him. He is so quiet, so patient, so gentle, but so strong and handsome in his own way. We have shared so much, so many sunsets, so many friends. Many times his gentle voice calls into my silence. His love searches me out, and I respond. And his mind joins with my mind in perfect oneness. Soon the baby will be stirring beneath me. Do I have the courage to live out my fiat, my response to God's word? Mary is now one with the poorest of the poor. She is powerless. She is pregnant. She has a lot of real living to do now. The time of making promises has ended. The task stands before her, she whose soul a sword shall pierce. Now begins the courage of selfless giving. And so it is with you and me. Do we have the courage to let God do with us in spirit what he did with Mary in her body? Through her, Christ entered the world of form. Lo, a babe was born in human form, the Savior of the world. Consider for a moment in silence Mary's response, which recalls our own response. Let it be done to me according to your word. And lo, a babe was born in human form. You and I, like Mary, have the same mission to help bring Christ to the world by being a channel of God's love. The love of Christ is in need of us to become manifested, to be demonstrated in the world. The Christ needs brothers and sisters who are in the world, but not of the world. Yes, God's word, God's voice, offers true peace to all who hear and choose to follow him. Christ reminds us of our own gift to the world. And so Christmas also reminds us of our own gift, which is the vision of Christ, the mind of Christ, the love of Christ. And our gift is that part of us that Christ identifies with when he calls us his brothers and sisters. O Lord, the light of Christmas comes in the darkness of winter, when the snow swirls and the sun does not shine, marking the days with no beginnings and no endings. But as I forget what the sun looks like in allowing my life to be wrapped in darkness, I sense your tenderness toward me, your strong gentleness. I feel your wish for communion with me. I am your creation, finding my way back to you, my Creator. The truth of your love is so overwhelming, it sets the world ablaze, and the hope of spring stays with me. And I do remember. I remember a love of long ago. Come, my dear friend, and remember with me. We are the work of God, and His work is wholly lovable and wholly loving. The love of God within us is eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing. Relax, and know that we must enter the invisible realm, that we must gain the insight of the blind man, walk without legs, and fly beyond the sky. Come, be my friend and my teacher. Let us help each other to break through to the center, the focal point of all reality. The Christmas event takes us back home, for our brother from back home has visited us. He tells us nothing is changed. Our heavenly parent loves us as always and will forever. He waits while we move in crooked lines. His path is straight. Still, he understands. Christmas offers us the peace of God and points the way to the path that takes us home. This gift is given to the people of goodwill, those who hear and choose to follow Him. And this is my choice today. Take a moment now to enlarge your view of life, of purpose. How you will change your mind about your relationship with the source of all life, to see God differently. Lord, give me the courage to make this moment sacred. Our divine lover sent us a reminder on Christmas Day. He sent us a gift. He sent His Son. He wants us to remember who we are, our greatness, our oneness, our heritage, our joy in remembering. Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas. Blessed Christmas to you. For lo, this day, the Christ child, God's love made flesh, chooses a worthy vessel in which to be incarnate. He chooses you. You carry within you the secret of all happiness. He gave it to you. The loving task of blessing and forgiving the world by forgiving and loving yourself. Merry Christmas, and I love you.